Blog Talk Radio. Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. We are in motion. We are in motion. We are in motion. Purification. Purification cleansing has been ordered for myself to purify and cleanse the earth at its core. All right. So 12/12/21, I wanted to hop on here for the record. For the planetary record, I wanted to hop on to, kind of close out. It is now 11:25 Central Standard Time here in America, Earth, as we know it, in 12/12/21. I had a rebirth, as 12/21 does serve as a reset and a rebirth internally. And I wanted to hop on to kind of, just give you guys messages, any messages, anything that, comes to mind for me. Brother Wisdom is great. He's great. Thank you, brother. If you hear this, if you ever hear this, or even in the cosmic, energy aspect of hearing or receiving, if you will, my gratitude and appreciation, for he's been hopping on every day, giving us updates, you guys. So what I am doing here in the intent, oh my God, in the intent, okay, that's about right. And the intent of, is just to leave these messages, you guys. So these are going to be, clips of updates, with things. So let's go ahead and, let's go ahead and start out with this. The collapse has been begun. So, yeah, guys, listen to these updates so you can kind of know and feel your way, as your inner compass and navigation. But please note that 12/21, any year, we know that this time isn't real. You know what I'm saying? Because, it's already, the 22, in some energy spaces like the East Coast and Central Standard Time is still 21. You know what I'm saying? And somewhere is, is still, So it's all these different times, but it's the inner compass and the inner navigation that's going to be important, all right? All right, guys, I'll be back periodically throughout this particular broadcast. And love you guys, and hope you guys, or not hope, but it is urgent, in urgency, and it's time now for you to be tapping into the depth, the abyss, in the depth. Let chaos reign, as Brother Wisdom always says. We always attempt to get rid negativity, and we don't know it. Negativity, bad, evil is not the catapult, or it's not the enemy, or whatever, however you want to slice it. It's our reactions to it. All right. So the satanic realms do not have to be such as bad things as we've been taught to perceive. It's tapping into it. And what are you doing with the energy? Plasma as well. All right, guys. So here's going to be a little, tip, guys, that can assist you in that cosmic spark. All right? All right, guys. I'll be back periodically.
Brothers and sisters, it's Lester and his Brother Wisdom. We've got a lot going on right now, and I'm going to need you guys' collapse has begun. All right? I need you all to understand what's going on. The collapse has begun. All right? And when we talk about the collapse, we're talking about this entire system. All right? These inorganic beings have done so much to our planet over these past energy cycles. What we've missed, what, 80, what was that, 90 energy cycles, something about that, 80 to 90 energy cycles. So over these past energy cycles, these inorganic beings have done so much damage to the planet, destroying trees, destroying the original beings, the original kindred of this world, taking their part in destroying certain structures that were designed to keep a certain level of balance on the planet, destroying the sacred timelines of the original kindred. All right? They've done so much, all right, on this extremely high level. And me being as a shaman, me being as a cosmic prince, me being as one who sit among the council of the cosmic council of elders, you know, me being as one who is the most high on the planet, you know, my position, you know, is to let you all know what's going on and to get you all prepared as I am preparing myself. All right? We are coming into the time of the closure of the world that we know today. All right? Remember, we wrote this in the book. In the book that they call the Bible, we wrote this. All right? It was written on the walls by the Hopis, the Aztecs, the Mayans, and which Mayan I found out, I got to get the right name for our tribe, but they were not Mayans. It was these inorganics who named us Mayans. All right? But we wrote this stuff on the wall because we had already time traveled, and we wrote it long before the invasion because we saw it coming. We fought as much as we could fight, but we had our own within our universe against us also, as they were under this, I call it an apocalyptic spell, all right? And that was, you know, when you talk about the word apocalypse, apocalypse means to be to revealed, all right? So it was a spell that was revealed, you know? So what we're facing, my brothers and sisters, is a situation of a collapse of this entire system. And this is why myself, we stress, all right? I am Sima Batanturi Anu, Chimerian Anunnaki, paired up with my kindred Osiris. As a shaman, we always take the energy or the spirit of one who was great, and we pair up with one. All right? So I am paired up with Osiris. And we link into extremely high realms and talk. So today I had an exercise I had to do, and after my exercise, it was revealed that our planet and the cosmos and nature are coming together as one. And remember a while back, those who've been following for a while, remember a while back we said it's going to come to a point of time when the parallel worlds are going to come together, and everything is going to disappear. All these buildings and everything that they created, the money, everything is created, and the parallel worlds are coming together. All right, so we have our planet right here. This is our planet right here, and this is the other world right here. So it's kind of like coming together like this. All right, so we've got the cosmic energy coming in, and these parallel worlds must come together, the masculine and the feminine. So we're in the feminine. This is the feminine energy right here. Our planet is feminine, but we have an identical planet that's pairing up spiritually with our planet, which is a masculine. All right, and what's going on? All along the West Coast, all the way into Canada, Siberia, Greece, Turkey, all parts of Europe, Russia. All right, did I say the Arctic Circle? All on fire. Right now, the Arctic Circle right now is reaching temperatures of 200 degrees. So these inorganic beings who call themselves, say, well, we're up north, and they try to create some kind of cold weather, just know that the first thing that they're going to use their stupid, dumb, forecasters, weather forecasters, to say, we're looking at Arctic air. Just know that there's no Arctic air, because in the Arctic right now, the Arctic is on fire right now. Why? Because we got spiritual energy coming in. Alright? This is the cosmos, Mother Cosmos, pushing. And she's got her hand under our planet, and she's mending the parallel worlds together. Why? For the original being of this planet. Alright? It's all for the original beings of this planet. So she's mending everything together, so that this entire world, the system, you gotta understand, when you talk about a world, when you said the world is gonna be destroyed, we're talking about a system on the planet, not the world, but the system. So this system, this world that they created, this world of money and things, this world of fame and fortune, you know, this world of position and the fate dominance, that's going to come to an end. It's going to be destroyed. And it's going to be destroyed by fire. Alright? It's going to be destroyed by fire. So that's what's happening right now. You got all the West Coast, they're on fire right now. And it's been burning. And it's coming closer. I'm looking at the charts, and right now, it's at Colorado. They're worried right now, because they say, well, the Colorado River, you know, they had to shut it down. They had to shut down the Hoover Dam. Lake Mendocino in California, Lake Oroville in California, which are both dams. They had to shut them down. We told them, we said, we're going to take away everything, every resource that you use to get money. We told them we're going to destroy your money system. We told them. So while everybody else is running around here thinking about some virus and all this other stuff, it's only a facade so that you won't see what's really going on. Greece is on fire. Turkey's on fire. Parts of Europe is on fire. The other parts of Europe that's not on fire are being flooded every day. Washed away. We wash our hands of you. All of you reptilians and draconians and other species, whatever, we, as the high cosmic beings, we wash our hands of you. You've done so much damage that we see nothing else but destruction in your path. So now we destroy everything. We destroy everything. We told you guys that we were going to destroy it. There's nothing to fear. brothers and sisters, do not fear. All right? Throw your caskets away. Your money is no good. Why throw your caskets away? Because what did we say? We are going to transcend without death. We're going to transcend without death. So the collapse has already begun. All that cattle, the cows are not natural. The cows are some creatures that was mended from a bull, a deer, and a dog. These are three different creatures that were not supposed to be mended together. This is how a cow was created. A bull, a deer, and a dog. Alright? And these inorganic beings did this in their laboratories. And then they did a mass production of them. Now they're cloning them. But guess what? They're not being able to be fed anymore because we're drying up everything. Everything is on fire because the cosmos, nature, the planet, parallel worlds, all coming together as one to bring balance to our planet. This is why we've been telling everyone, you must build, 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 build. You must build. You must understand the importance of building structures so that you can pull in that energy so that you can help yourself to transform into a higher being. We're in the plasma apocalypse. We told you that plasma is going to reveal itself. Warnings are coming everywhere. The collapse has begun. A guy comes to me and talking about Bitcoin, and I said, you know, I just laughed at him. And I said, do you understand that, you know, Bitcoin was created by the same beings who created money? They want everybody to think that Bitcoin was something that was created by somebody in some cross sea somewhere in some secret coin. No. Bitcoin was created by the same government corporation that created money. Yeah. So all this is going away. All this is going away. But just remember, the internet will always be here. Wi-Fi, which is wireless, what they call it, it's an energy where you can tap into the internet no matter where you go. So that Wi-Fi is a part of the internet. The internet is an organism. All right? The internet is an organism. It will always be here. All you have to do is link into the radio, you know. And remember, we as original, we have three different radio stations within us. You can link into planetary, you can link into universal, or you can link into cosmos. All right? So we have three different radio stations within us. And that's all a part. That's a part of the original internal networking system, dealing with the kinetic energy and the dark energy, dark matter, all right? Cosmic energy, the force of nature. I mean, all this coming together, plasma. You know, all this. I mean, it's highly complex. But the collapse has begun, and we're watching it and we're seeing it. And you're going to the grocery stores now and they're not having nothing. You see China shut down their ports forever. Why? Because China is broke. We told you all we want to break their system, and we're breaking their systems. My brothers, coming down. And that's when the real war begins. The collapse has begun. And as they collapse, we're supposed to rise. So you must build. The only way you rise is you build. You just don't rise and walk around. And no, you have to build. You have to build structures, build designs, create. Don't say what you don't have. Link it to what you have. You make your decision from there. I just want to share that with you all. The collapse has begun. Part of the world's on fire. 15 states in the U.S. and this United States corporation was 15 states in the area of Atlantis. are burning right now. And these beings are steadily trying to create rain. The rivers and lakes are depleting. We told you we were going to take away the water. We were going to take away their source. Every resource that they use to make money. We told you we were taking it away. Oh, Yellowstone. They were making big money on Yellowstone. What do? We put that shock in Yellowstone. And the energy is there. And someone keeps asking me Yellowstone is already doing what it's doing. You let the energy go there. You don't go back anymore. You let the energy build up. Just like we did the stock market. We went to the stock market. We sent that energy. Remember that meditation we did? We went to the stock market. We sent that energy. You don't go back. You just let the energy build. You don't want to disturb what you did. We went into the world banking system. We sent the energy into it. What happened? It collapsed. Oh, yeah. It collapsed on the day, September 19th, 2019, which was the end of their contract that they had, that 400-year contract that they agreed with, you know, the Galactic Federation. Yeah, that's when the World Bank collapsed. And then from that point on, they created chaos, or tried to create chaos. All right? So the collapse has begun. All right? And what we've been telling people, stock up canned goods, dried goods, water. Because it's going to be a short period of time before we finally evolve that we're going to need these food resources. Understand that we're in a very powerful moment where things are going to be revealed for what they are. Many of these so-called rich beings are running, getting off the planet. They're running. All right, they're running because they know what's coming, and they're trying to take their money with them because that's the only source of power, you know. But it's just like Gilligan's Island. If you remember Gilligan's Island, you had a millionaire, and he was on the island, and all the money that he had was worthless. He couldn't use it, so they go to a whole new planet with all their money. It's going to be worthless. They don't even know what they're running into. I do, but I'm not going to talk about that. But understand where we stand, my brothers and sisters. Understand where we stand. It's important that you remain in balance. Don't get caught up in the media hype. You know, now they want to talk about Brother for Light and all that stuff. You know, we put it all in the media. Stay in balance. Whatever happened to him, happened to him. He put himself in that position. He was already out of balance anyway. But the whole key point is that we have to see the things that's happening right now around the world. Right now, Greece is hitting temperatures of 180 degrees right now. Turkey hitting temperatures of 160 degrees. I already told you the Arctic Circle is already hitting temperatures of 200 degrees. Oh yeah, it's supposed to be cold up there. Remember, the two points, Antarctica and the Arctic Circle, they were the hottest points of our planet. Yeah, the two points. The most southern and most northern were the hottest points of our planet before that fall. When this collapse is done, when the system is done, our planet will never fall again. We will continue to fight for our planet. Because there are other beings out there within the cosmos who want to get our planet, because our planet is the only planet in this part, this region of the cosmos within our universe that we created to regenerate. There are other planets like that in the cosmos, but in this part of the cosmos, all right, in this universe, our planet is like the only planet that is designed to regenerate everything quickly under the right conditions. That's why it was so hot all the time, because it would regenerate, and these beings came to try to make it cold so they can survive and offset the balance so that they can steal the resources. Guess what? No more. No more. We talk to Nikiataha Diakamu Marnaka Nera de la Makude Masha Nala Kai Sharahu Mura Kamakala Pisa Rahala Kuma Neta Sturopkata Lala Kai Kaujura Ma Sharahana Ki Mudo Mokota Rafi Mura Jakai Matata na lela kabu Shata nagi Siraro motara Mata de dako Nishoku Nata kima. We told you, we warned you. Now wrath comes upon you, and we're not going to tell you what's going to happen. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. Much power to you all.
All right, guys. Thank you. If you are just now tuning in to Enhancement Awareness Radio, I welcome you. So I wanted to hop on, you guys. You know, 12/12/21 is huge, y'all. It's huge, but I feel that it's huge for every year. You know, we know that the timelines of, I hope that we are coming into more awareness of all of the stuff that we see in front of us, all of, you know, everything, even history, you know, guys, everything was set out, you know, really by design, you know, to keep a people, you know, asleep. It sounds cliche, but I don't like to use the words in spiritual terms as far as the spiritual community is concerned because, guys, this is serious, you know. it's manipulation at a height. You know, but also divine order, you know what I mean? So it's nothing against what happened. You know, it's all about, you know, what are we learning and how we're moving forward, right? So I hopped on, you know, just wanted to, I couldn't close out the day without, you know, not just gems for myself, you know, personally, you know what I'm saying, but gems for everybody, making sure that we all, you know, are getting this, you know what I'm saying? So I do my part here on Enhancing Awareness Radio to, you know, Eternals, you can hear me. You know, I'm live now. So Eternal, he's been here with me a while. So, you know, I haven't went live this late in a long time, but I took a nap. I've been sleeping all week, y'all. I've been sleeping like, it's like my body internally knew that a shift was happening, and I've been resting all week, so I just woke up. So I'm going to be up. So I'm like, okay, what better way to just share gems with the world? So, guys, I don't want to be talking much. I'm going to allow Brother Wisdom, also Ralph Smart, you know, to drop gems. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and listen to some Ralph next. Because Ralph dropped a good one. Here we go. 24:44. Oh, he told me to download it before he deleted it. He put it in his member. Oh, shit. Okay, Ralph. All right, so I'll know to do that next time. He put it in his membership. I'm not a member. So anyway, guys. Here is another one, the grave fear of the one source, Brother Wisdom.
Brother Sister, let's bless your energy, Brother Wisdom, what's going on, guys? There's a great fear among our enemies. Dealing with our cosmic mother. Understand that she is the one source. She's the one source. And these inorganic beings fear us tapping into the one source. Which is why they have created such a complex style of confusion which takes us away. You must understand the most powerful energy of the one source, which is every energy known across the cosmos, every frequency known across the cosmos, every vibration known across the cosmos. This is what you call mystical energy. This is the powers of the mystics. The one source takes you into the powers of the mystics. It takes you into the powers of absolute energy. It takes you into the powers of absolute power. 0 point energy is what one source takes you into. And this is what our enemies face the most. And this is why it's so important for you all to literally become conscious or become aware or awakened to who and what you really are. There is no one on the planet more powerful than you. When you are linked into one source, you are linked into every type of energy known and every celestial body known. You have to understand that there's no planet that's more powerful than the other planet. They are all one. It's just that each one has a different, each one provides a different type of energy, a different type of ability. Go Virgo, Sagittarius, Cancer, Taurus, Capricorn. You know, you go into these different star systems. There's no star system that's more powerful than the other star system. They all one. They just each provide a different type of ability for you to tap into. And we did this message a long time ago about tapping into the different star systems. Different star systems. I'm linking to the Taurus star system. You link into the Taurus star system. Here's your Taurus. You link into the Taurus star system. All right. You have to understand that the mystical power of one source is being linked into an energy that cannot be tainted, linked into a power that cannot be weakened. All right, linked into a line of energy that cannot be broken. You're linked into the mother, and these inorganic beings want to take you away from the mother. This is why they cause us to fall. They need us to be at a place of complacency so that they can continue on to be their only one source. They want the government. See, that's their one source, the government. The government. All right? You have to understand, overstand all the religions that are out here outside of church. Church is religion. See, everything they put out there, we talked about that before. The money is religion. You got the rap game, that's a religion. You got the shoe industry, that's a religion. The clothing industry is a religion. The job industry is a religion. Politics, policing, religion. The singing industry, religion. The school industry, religion. You can go on and on, and everything that they created is a religion. And remember what the word religion, religere, in the Latin form, religere means to hold back. So they're using religion on you. They're using the methods of all types of instances to hold you back. It's important to understand that one source links you into every energy where you would never want for anything. And you always feel this energy. This is why they, you know, if you go to the food chart, what's the first thing they put on there? Meats at the food chart, and you go all the way down to the bottom, and that's what vegetables are in the bottom. Because they need you to be tied into an animal DNA that helps you to remove yourself from one source. Yet the animal is eating vegetables, so that animal's in tune, but you can't eat the animal. You know, there's the old saying that says if you want to be strong as the ox, you eat what the ox eats, you don't eat the ox. And these inorganic beings have taught our brethren to eat the animals, and therefore you get certain things because they have this idea that, you know, they've been eating us for a long time. And they feel like maybe, you know, well, they keep doing it over and over. You know, I wanna get the powers that they have, so I'm gonna eat their pineal gland. I'm gonna cook their brain and eat their brain. I'm gonna eat their heart and cook it. You know, I wanna eat their stomach. You know, I'm gonna give that. What do they give us? They give us the animal parts, just like what they eat from our bodies. They eat the our body parts and they give us animal parts. And just to separate us from one source because they cannot tap into one source. I don't care how spiritual these beings try to make themselves appear, you cannot tap into one source because you must be born of the source. To be born of the source means you have been birthed into this energy of darkness. Mystics are dark energy beings. Mystics act in a certain manner that Joe does that. This is why they created the societal structure, so that you can come and have your suit and tie on, and I've got this and I've got that. You know, I was in the gym the other day, and there was a brother, that was just yesterday actually, and there was a brother who was bragging about him having like this. He's got this Chase private account, Chase Bank. I've got a private account. He says, see, I've got this card right here, and this is a certain card for a private account. When I walk in the bank, I let them know that I'm a private account member, and there's a concierge that comes and takes me to a private room, and I do all my jobs, and this is what they want us to be. They need us to be separated from one source to make us think that we have power because we are part of their system that they created, when their system is nothing but garbage. Look at all the brothers and sisters out there being right now. Rap industry, hair industry, arguing over a piece of cloth with a white man's face on it. It's a piece of cloth. That money is 75% cotton, 25% linen. It's a piece of cloth that we are fighting each over a piece of cloth like a bunch of worthless ass pride. And we kill each other. Look at all the brothers and sisters that be out there. In the rap religion, and you know, I call it a rap religion because it's a religion, because it holds you back from one source. The brothers and sisters out there in the clothing religion, in the shoe religion, in the eyeglass religion. So many brothers right now and sisters right here in Detroit that are dead because they had a pair of Cartier glasses and other brothers wanted it, so they go and walk up to them and take their glasses and shoot and kill them for a pair of glasses with a white man's name on it. Kill each other for Carhartt jackets. Come on now. These are religions. And religions remove you from the source. And the source is always saying, come to me. I am all the power that you need. Meditation is the key. Link it to yourself and you will link it to me. The source. So what these energetic beings fear the most is us becoming a tablet. Energy, because what you can understand, what you understand, mystics are. Mystics are natural born killers. Mystics are territorial. So a mystic sees someone who's not of them in their territory. They use energies of what they call supernatural. Energetic beings call it supernatural. And these are deep down cosmic powers and abilities. And the mystics use those type of abilities to fight against their enemies. This is why they have the gun religion. I call it industry. When I say gun industry, you know, I'm saying industry, I say religion, because it holds you back. Because this is like the brothers and sisters walking around. I see them with guns on their hips. You have one gun and a few bullets. And I walk around with crystals around my neck. And I understand that we are all programs. And I understand the powers that we have. See, mystics understand that we are all programs. This is one thing mystics know. Mystics know that everything is a program. Mystics know that we run on frequencies and vibrations. Mystics know that we can tap into any program within the cosmos, within the planet, within the galaxy, within the universe, within any star system. Infinite abilities, infinite powers. Turn them into mush. If you want to turn somebody into a pile of shit, they will literally turn into a pile of shit as a mystic. You can turn them into anything. And this is one source. The one source takes you into that mystical energy. And why I say with these intergrand beings call it mystical, because it's mysterious to them. So they don't understand where it comes from, what happens. You know, this is all about being one with the energy and source. This is why back in the day, you know, they would catch brothers and sisters who had mystical energies, and they would surround them and tie them down and then burn them at a stake. They would burn them to death because they feared this power. They said it was devilish. They said it was demonic. They said it was evil. But these brothers and sisters, what they were doing is protecting the planet, because our planet is our territory. This is what we have removed ourselves from. So you must understand and understand, brothers and sisters, that these inorganic beings fear us being a part of the one source, which is that cosmic energy, that cosmic mother, that mother cosmos, that most powerful energy ever known, the abilities and the powers. All right? Just know that mystics are the most dangerous beings that ever walk the planet. And once you tap into this mystical energy, they know who you are. And they try to avoid you on every level, because this mystical energy, they can see. They know it. They use these phone devices, and they measure the energy that's within you. And they know who to target and who not. Yes, I am the most watched motherfucker on the planet. I know that I am. But you can't do that to me, motherfuckers. Try me if you want to. The key is that these beings do not want you a part of one source. This is why they try to control the weather and make the planet cold. Because why? Our sun drops down several thousand feet, all right? During the so-called summertime, our sun is 34,000 feet above the surface of the ground, all right? When it comes into the level where you call fall and winter, our sun drops anywhere from 15 to 20,000 feet from that 34,000 feet. So at the most, our sun is, about 14,000 feet in the air. So our sun is more closer to the planet. And this is why they create the so-called winter. Then they say, oh, yeah, this is when the sun is furthest away from the planet. Yeah. Our sun literally drops about 15 to 20,000. Our sun drops, about 20,000 feet. It drops from 34,000 feet, and it drops 20,000 feet, which sticks to about, and it makes it about 14,000 feet above the surface. So our sun's closer to us. All right? Yeah, you can check that out in the sky. Just look in the sky. Yes, the sun's much closer to us during this so-called winter and fall time. See, this is why they created these calendars, so they can keep up with our sun. So many times they have tried to send missiles up there, and there's a 5-mile radius, or 5-mile sphere, spherical radius, plasma energy force field around the sun. And this is why they had Kim Jong-un and China and all sending nuclear missiles up into the air. They said, oh, yeah, we know, we just tapping, testing nuclear weapons. They had them send it up to the sun, trying to penetrate the sun and blow it up, but they have literally been unsuccessful in every attempt. So around this time of so-called year, this is when we tap into that most powerful mystical energy, and then we carry that own the next energy cycle. See, because, you know, you got to understand, this is another energy cycle, right? That mystical energy. Remember, each night is a different energy. Each day is an energy cycle. Each night is a different energy cycle. There's no calendar. There's no Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday doesn't exist. Except for the calendar. We deal with this shit. Calendar's another religion to hold you back, so that you won't know the truth of what's going on. But this is what's happening here. The ability to tap into one source is what makes them fear us the most, when we are tapped into one source. The power, the energy, the very powerful vibrating energy that's within us. So you gotta understand, when you link it to the source, you're linking it to that Luciferian energy, right? Lucifer is not a man. Lucifer is an energy. It's a feminine energy that's within us, and it helps us. And we are those who created the movements, because these are lower beings. And as you're saying these chants and you're thinking what you want to happen, it happens. It's manifested before your thought is even finished. And this is why they fear mystical energy. This is why they fear us being in the one source. One source tells us all at the same time, build, create. Build, create. So that you can enhance your energy. So you can enhance your powers. This is one source. Why do you think they fear us so much? Because they know who the fuck we are. But we don't know who we are while the brothers and sisters running around dancing on TikTok and doing all kind of crazy videos, rapping, singing, but refusing to tap into one source because they don't want to be deemed loony by society. And society is what these inorganic beings created. They created a societal structure. But you can design yourself in the formation of them. Remember, we talked about their costumes. Oh, I'm a police officer. I can't be nothing like that. They have a costume on, and then they study some KK-ass laws that don't exist. And then they walk around their costume on and their little pistol, not knowing who they're going to meet, because one day they're going to meet a real mystic. And this one brother or sister, whoever it be, is going to change their lives forever when they pick up that gun, and that gun literally turns to sand, or it turns to goo, a sticky goo, and it just burns their hand up, or they pull out that taser, and they fire that taser off, and that brother or sister uses that mystical energy, and those tasers do this right here and come back, and then that brother just stands there and takes over that taser because they realize this is another program. So let me control this program, and they charge the taser 100 times or more powerful than what taser already is, and they shock those motherfuckers to death.
Remember, you will be no more.
This is why they fear the mystics. Mystics have no fear. Natural born killers. Territorial. And we know what they do. Link it to the one source. Meditation is the key. And once you link it to that one source, you see all the ascended masters, the brothers and sisters, and you will see me. All power to the multi-sacred celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever. Much power to you all.
Let's go help people customize and save
them. Sister, the celestial energies, Brother Wisdom, what's going on, guys? Someone asked me, I forgot who it was. Hold on. Was it, I think it was Toya. Toya had asked me to do do a message on the 9 and 99 goddesses, and I went looking at the 9 and 99, and there was no such thing as the 9 and 99 goddesses. It doesn't exist. I don't know. And someone, and a brother tried to say that it was 9 in 99. And can you please tell me where you got this 9 and 99 from? Because this doesn't exist anywhere. And I've done searches, and I even went into the astral realms and talked to those on high, and no one knows anything about 9 and 99 and 9 and 99. Can somebody please tell me where you got this 9 and 99 or 9 and 99 from? Because that's completely crazy. That makes no sense whatsoever. When you're talking about levels of the cosmos, you know, you got to be direct. When you're dealing with the cosmos, everything in the cosmos is direct. But there are 9 goddesses that are known, okay? And these are 9 daughters of Zeus. Now, Zeus is an ascended master, all right? And Zeus did have children. And you have to remember, you know, when they talk about that in that book called the Bible, and they said, and the angels came down and slept with the daughters of men. You gotta understand that these are the ascended masters who were both male and female. There were female ascended masters who came down and laid with the sons of men. And they carried the sons of men. And there were the ascended masters who were males, and they came here and they laid with the daughters of men. And these daughters had their children. All right, remember, they have reproductive organs, okay? And even though they were not born and they cannot die, they are vessels. They are living vessels, just like us. They came into living vessels, all right, to enjoy this life that we live. So these had 9 daughters. I don't know if it's the same mother or if it's 9 different mothers, but because Zeus was a very provocative man. I'll just say that in a nice way. He was a very provocative man. He had his way with women. He could charm them. He had charming ways with women. Oh, my goodness. Aphrodite, she had a charming way with men. Aphrodite, she carried, she had several children herself that she bore, being an ascended master. And I don't know if it's the same man or from a different man. But there's so much lost history among our species that's been stolen away. But the 9 daughters of Zeus were very lucrative in their studies. You know, this is not going to be a long message, but they had the knowledge of different aspects, and each one of them had their own way of doing things, which, you know, that describes most of us, how we have our own way of doing things. Some of them went deep into poetry, and poetry is something that, you know, I remember when I was in, you know, in school, and we used to study poetry. Poetry is something that's been taken away. You know, poetry opens up the creative mind. And as the system doesn't want our children to be creative, they took it away, just like poetry, just like art. When we used to make sculptures and art and paint all kind of pictures and art, the creative mind. We had music and band, and we would make the greatest music ever, the creative minds. And we would get together sometime after band practice and just say, let's create a song, you know, the creative mind. So much of that has been taken away. And, you know, we, at one point, you know, especially when it came to, you know, like Brown versus the Board of Education, when you look at Brown versus the Board of Education, we were studying our own history, and there were brothers and sisters who were teachers who knew that history. And we were studying our own history and the history of us as the original beings of this land called America, which is Atlantis, okay? And we knew it was Atlantis. No matter how much these inorganic beings try to put into the media that, oh, Atlantis was this big giant, da-da-da-da-da, they know what this land is, all right? It's not just a lost land with no name, is Atlantis, you know, that goes from the tip of Canada all the way down to the Panamanian Canal and some of the islands. Those are Atlanteans also, all right? But don't let, you know, if you let them tell it, you know, tell their form of history, you know, they will literally fuck it up and botch it up just to make sure that we don't know, all right? But, yes, we were deep into history, and like I said, Brown versus the Board of Education, when they gave, they traded up students and they had our children go to their school and take their hardest test and had their children go to our school and take the hardest test. Our children aced their tests in flying colors. Their children couldn't even pass our test, which lets you know, there's a big difference between the two species here on the planet. But, you know, of course, they don't want us to talk about that. All right. But the Daughters of Zeus were deep into different areas. And I'm going to read off some things here. Like I said, I have the script here. Where I going to read from. The Muses were, they were the daughters of Zeus. They were goddesses, all right? And their ancient pictures and sculptures of the original Muses, but they have either been destroyed or been stowed away somewhere. All right, so that we would not see so that we would not see what they look like. All right, I just got drawn off by this announcement here. So we have to understand, brothers and sisters, that there's a lot that we have to learn. Okay. We have the first daughter, which, you know, they call a muse. Muse is nothing but a goddess. That's all it is. A muse is a goddess. Goddess of knowledge. Is Calliope, C-A-L-L-I-O-P-E, Calliope. All right, is her name. She's the oldest daughter of Zeus. All right, she's the oldest, and she was a goddess of epic poetry. Epic poetry is poetry that tells about battles that were fought, and they're very descriptive. It's a great, very descriptive type of poetry. It goes into the battle. It goes into what happened. I mean, it goes into the gore and, you know, it's very descriptive poetry. And I remember reading an epic poetry when I was in the 5th and 6th grade, and I was deep into poetry. Oh my goodness, I loved poetry. I wrote so many poems. It was crazy, and you know, this is something I was thinking about while I was studying this. And I was like, wow, I need to get back to writing poetry. You know, that's that part. That's a part of that creative mind. Poetry, something that we've forgotten about. Something, you know, we have this big societal structure that they created, and bills and money and TVs, and I mean, just so much. And we've literally forgotten about the things that builds the creative mind, you know. And it's so important to go back to the creative mind. So she was a goddess of epic poetry. She was a goddess of music, song, dance, and eloquence. Eloquence is when you have a speaker. You know, she could speak. She could speak influential speaking, all right? She can, there's that thing of influencing someone's mind. You know, she, and this is who she was. So this is something that many of us have gotten away from, you know, that original music, you know, and, you know, you got to understand that we had guitars then, we had drums, we had horns, you know, and as I studied her, she had orchestras. You know, the violin is nothing new. The violin goes back millions of years. All right, it's an ancient instrument that we used millions of years ago. Don't let these energetic beings tell you, you know, that we had a piece of wood with some strings on it playing. The bullshit that they put out there. I mean, the lies. Literally, you know, it's amazing to see how much lies come out of these motherfuckers. Okay, so she used her poetry from a scroll or either a wax tablet, which, let's see. Now, Cleo, her name is Cleo, C-L-I-O, Cleo, all right? Cleo is her name, and she was the second eldest, all right? And she was a goddess of history, and she studied, and she wrote a lot of history. She taught history to many brothers and sisters. She was a teacher of history, and she taught ancient knowledge. And you got to think how ancient Zeus is, ancient old Zeus is. And during those times, they told ancient history. So much that has been lost. So much that our ancestors had, and we had that history. And after these invaders came and, you know, destroyed everything and killed off the true historians, we've lost that history. So much lost knowledge among our brothers and sisters is crazy. And these beings literally, they just loved us. It's like they gloat over causing us to fall. You know, just like that message we had last night, you know, remember why they're here. You know, just remember why they're here. You know, make sure that we don't awaken, you know, to who we are. This is, you know, so this is the battle that we have right now. You know, the battle of the mind. And, you know, some powerful information. I just got through listening to Brother Sirius Inner Temple. I'm going to post his latest message that he did today on some of the ancient technology. I would love for you guys to listen to it. It will be in the information box. Listen to his message. The brother is profound in his message, very powerful message, talking about the ancient weapons that we had and how we have been pretty much fooled into forgetting about what we created, all right? So, yeah, that's a part of our history, You know, that's part of our history. That's why these interconnected things do want us to know our history, because when we find out that we can create weapons that can literally, like Brother Sirius Center Temple said, we can create weapons that can literally wipe out a whole city, you know, they don't want us to have access to that, because we will literally take everything back that belongs to us, and they're scared of us taking stuff back. You know, they're scared of us taking this planet back, because this is like their only little source of power that they have for the last, what, truly the last 200 years, because the first 200 years, they were still battling us. And the last 200 years, they had, when they created this money and all this other scheme, it's kind of like they feel like they conquered us, because they got us to fall under their foolishness, okay? But Cleo was a goddess of history. She knew history. She knew lots of history. Very beautiful sister. Okay. Then you have Euterpe, E-U-T-E-R-P-A, Euterpe is her name. And she was a muse, she was a goddess of lyric song. And when you talk about lyric song, you're talking about songs that, lyric songs, different songs that describe incidents. And I mean, she was a singer, and she played the double flute, something that we don't have anymore. You see that on a lot of old, when you talk about the ancient world, we played a double flute, and this is something that we created. We either had a metal one, or we had one that was made out of bamboo or some other type of wood. But we played the double flute, and she played the double flute, and she was a muse of lyric song, which means that she would sing and she would play as she sang. Okay, that's Euterpe. She's the third. She's the third daughter of Zeus. Okay, then you got Melpomene. 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 She was a muse of tragedy, and she told stories of tragic events. All right, and she basically she did plays of something like Shakespeare. All right, plays of tragedy. So she was a playwright. Okay, beautiful sister. Even though they have this work being on here, but I'm not worrying about it, because I know they didn't. It didn't look like them, because Zeus is a brother, and at that time there were only sisters on the planet. So there were no what you call white people on the planet. There were only so-called black people on the planet. All right. These beings didn't exist here on the planet until about 400 years ago. All right, so they can't. It's impossible to paint themselves on our planet when you're talking about ancient, all the way back. You're talking about, you know, millions of years back. If you want to say millions of calendar years, these are the ancient times, long, long, long before time was ever invented. Okay. So she was a goddess of tragedy. She did a lot of playwright, you know, which are shows with actors. She was an actress, all right, who did tragedy, all right, and she wore ivy wreath. And she also wore a mask of tragedy, which, you know, during that time they had the mask that they would hold over their face, like such. And they, you know, they did their acting. So, you know, she's a playwright. She wrote a lot of plays. That was Melpomene. All right. I got to get this name right here. I can't get it right, so work with me. Her name is Psycor, Taurus Psycor, TERPSICHORE, or Taurus Psycor, or Taurus Psychore. All right, she was the goddess of dance. She did a lot of dancing. All right, she had other females and males with them, and they were on stage doing dancing, lots of music, had an orchestra, dance too. The orchestra comes from us. All right, and the orchestra goes way back. All right, this is not something new. The orchestra goes way back. When you look at Mozart, who was a brother, you look at Johann Pachelbel, who was a brother, and they were from the ancient times, and they created the different instruments. All these instruments you see were created originally by these inorganic beings, call themselves taking over, and learning from us, and it takes them a long time to learn what. It takes us a short time to learn, I got a cousin who naturally can play the piano. She just naturally plays the piano, just like, boom, And not to say that these inorganic beings can't do that naturally, because, just like this says, the gift comes without repentance, which means that you don't have to, everybody who's a living vessel, who has a spirit, can have a gift. It's just that there's things that can't be done if you don't have a soul. But anybody who has a spirit can have a gift, all right? So she played the string instrument called a lyre. Just something like a harp. It was a string instrument. But she was a goddess of dance. Okay, you have Erato, Erato, E-R-A-T-O. All right, she was a goddess of erotic poetry, which means she wrote poetry of love and romance. All right, and this is, like we say, it's poetry, dance, music, something that was literally removed from long ago, well, not too long ago. But she was a daughter, she was a goddess, goddess, daughter of Zeus, who was a goddess of erotic poetry, which is, I'm being redundant, which is romantic poetry. Her name means lovely or desirable. All right, so just remember these are sisters. Now you have Polymnia, P-O-L-Y-H-Y-M-N-I-A, Polymnia. This is the seventh daughter. She was the goddess of sacred songs, and sacred songs are ritual songs, songs of different rituals, okay, which is something that our ancestors did sing, and there were, it dealt with different frequencies and vibrations, that she sang. That's about all for her. She was a goddess of ritual song. Then you have Aurania is how her name is pronounced, Aurania. But it's U-R-A-N-I-A, but it's pronounced Aurania, and she was the goddess of astronomy, and she studied astronomy, astrology, which is all together the same. She studied the planets, which mankind calls stars. She studied the planets. She studied galaxies and universes, which means that she, at that time, was a space traveler. Because many of our ancestors during the ancient world, when they studied the planets, they were actually visiting the planets, because we are the original space travelers here on our planet. And because we are carbon-based beings, we could go through that, what they call the Van Allen belt, which is that plasma gateway. Because we're carbon-based beings and we're plasma-based beings, we could easily go go through that plasma gateway and travel through space and go through different planets. And this is how these inorganic beings know much about the planets, because they studied Aurelia, who is the goddess of astronomy. And we're talking about ancient old times. We're talking about old times, all right? We're talking about beyond ancient. We're talking about beyond ancestors. This is like way beyond. This goes back, you know, goodness, beyond trillions of years, all right? Because Zeus has been around forever, and he had his daughters early on. Let's see, and that's the eighth daughter, Urania. And, okay, and so she wears a cloak covered in stars and looks up toward the sky. Okay, she was traveling. And then you have the last daughter, which is Thalia, T-H-A-L-I-A. And she is the goddess of comedy and bucolic poetry. Bucolic is B-U-C-O-L-I-C. Bucolic poetry is poetry talking about farm life. All right? She did poetry about farm life, but she was also a goddess of comedy. So she would tell comedy. She was like a comedian. All right, had brothers and sisters laughing, you know. But that was during the time when we were at our most powerful, and we could do that. At this point in time now, you know, yeah, we get brothers and sisters to do comedy or whatever. But at this time now, we really, really, really got to focus on other things besides laughing. Because we're in a time of detrimental detrimental livelihood. Okay, I can see it that way. Because these beings are not going to give up, and they want to keep our planet. But these are the nine muses, all right? But there is no 9 in 99 or 9 and 99. Like I said, can somebody please tell me where you get that from? Because that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So we're going to go over the names one more time. We're going to go Calliope, which is the oldest daughter, Cleo, which is the second daughter. Then you have Euterpe, which is the third daughter. You have Melpomene, which is the fourth daughter. You have Tersicore, which is the fifth daughter. Areto is the sixth daughter. You have Polymenia, which is the seventh daughter. Orena, eighth daughter, and the ninth daughter is Thalia. And these are the nine muses, or nine goddesses, who are the nine daughters of Zeus. All right, and remember, there are many of us right now who are of the bloodline of many ascended masters. You have to find your bloodline, just like, you know, Anu is an ascended master, and I found my bloodline, but I know who I am because I returned back to the planet. The key point is for you to gain the knowledge of self and to gain the knowledge of energy, okay? And it's important that you take note and learn learn much about our history and where we come from, okay? You see that there? If you look at that picture there, it shows you that we were beings of color and that we were not we were not the depiction that, talk about a little later, but these are the nine goddesses, and it's not a 9 in 99 or 9 and 99. I don't know where you, like I said, I don't know where you get that from. That sounds completely crazy. Okay, so I catch you guys later, and you know the deal. All power to the multi chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. Remember, chaos brings change. Peace. All power to you all.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty nice. Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. All right, guys. Greetings, greetings, greetings. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of a Haru, the Oracle, the Seven Oracle presentation, guys. So what I do is hop on, you know, just when I feel the need to hop on and just, you know, when I feel moved, right? So this particular broadcast, guys, is 1221 Purification. I feel that there's like a lot of earthquakes. There's a lot of things that are that are happening, you know, in the cosmos on here on Earth that we're seeing. A lot of these earthquakes, a lot of the ancient artifacts resurfacing. You know, everything is energy. Everything, you know, it's a lot of mystical things that are occurring in the now moment. So I wanted to hop on because, you know, I wanted to hop on and close it out because this is beautiful. So that was Brother Wisdom, guys. Zeus, I don't know, I feel that when it comes to her story, you know, I'm all about her story, not history, because I feel history, you know, my quote is this: all of history is a lie, belief, nothing, because there are a lot of spiritual pimps out here, and there are a lot of people who seem, you know, who benefit. You know, we learned that the Matrix is not the system. You know, the system is the system created, you know, by the invade, you know, the system is created by them, this, I don't want to say white people, but these entities, you know, that seeks to dominate and control. And what happens is a lot of our black faces, you know, also have the same mindset of domination and control. And, you know, when it comes to history, there are a lot of pimps and hoes, you know, alike, you know what I'm saying? Excuse my bluntness, but, you know, who seek to control the narrative to have a domination over the people, you know, and the time for that has ended. You know what I'm saying? We're way behind schedule, and there is a purification that is happening, and I love it. You know, I feel I came and incarnated here in this time frame just for this moment. You know what I mean? So, thank you, thank you, thank you, guys. I don't think Eternal been with me these particular hours, you know what I'm saying, but I'm happy to have Eternal with us on this. So, Eternal, peace, he brought it in. Just yesterday, I was listening to his lives and everything, and, you know, he pretty much was ushering it in and hearing me ushering it out, you know. So, 1221. 21. How do you feel, Eternal, about 1221, and what does the energy of today mean for you? You're muted. If you can hear me, Eternal, we can't hear you. So, all right.
Oh, there we go. Greetings.
All right. Greetings.
How are you?
I'm great. I feel honored and appreciative in this moment. I feel appreciative.
That's a powerful word right there. So yes. The time is really coming into itself. We're actually seeing change in a lot of things that we asked for and things mm-hmm. that we didn't know we were asking for. You might have been right now speaking of particular people, and just because you spoke of them, like within today, you end up running into them, or they'll call you on the phone. There's that much significance that we're in this time warp that you're actually meeting up the ends, and the ends becoming a beginning in a different aspect. the deeper part about this is we're getting into our kneecaps and now learning kneecaps to the point of your needs, your non-needs, the nose, the knees and the nose from the bone being structure to the nose being nosy. But yet we need breath, right, to have our skin to live stronger and longer. So now it's a point of Benjamin Button. We became the teddy bear. When you don't want to bare your skin, you're basically noticing how dry or how moist you have to have it. And so now this has the same aspect what Brethren was speaking on earlier about, what is this nine coming from? What is this nine? Is it nine women, nine wives? What is that? And so it's, you're learning the degrees of yourself. You're learning as a 90 degree of yourself, just like what a mystic would show you, how to embrace your left and your right versus just saying the left is dominant. No, 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 no. The right is dominant. No, 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 no. The left and the right is dominant. No, 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 no. None of them are dominant. You find your moderation. That's why mystics are around, to help one learn how to time travel versus just get stuck in time. You know, you can get stuck in time. That's when you feel like you're lost. You know? And to a point where some of us get so lost, we feel like we can't function, just like today. You could say right now, a lot of people probably up right now. But they're like, wait a minute, I don't usually be up like this. And just like for myself, it's like I have an actual time frame where I'm in the workshop doing the laboratory things and making the lab, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to help enhance and cultivate by walking out the door and still feel great about what I did before I put my feet on the bed. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain things that pushes us, you know, and we have a new drive. And now that's what's going on. Everybody's now learning, is it the blue ether as far as the blue non-ether ethernet, or is our ethernet, our etheric energy that's kicking in? And that's why it makes it so deep right now. We went from a 30-degree, like a 30-degree to a 40-degree feeling on the Celsius change. You know what I mean? Now 40 to now 30, and that's what's being fluctuated around us. The 4 p.m. to now even 4 a.m. is dark. So you're getting less of the cycle of the energy to say, okay, it's time to get up, hurry up and do something before the sun got down already. Darn it. Man, I didn't do as much as I thought I was going to do. Now I want to be in because the sun is down. So now your time is, what are you doing now? Like how the brother was speaking on, is it these sisters that came around and spoke whatever that was or did whatever that was, are we on that level? Are we, you know, being poetic about it? Are we exercising the energy out? It could be a skit, some kind of, you know, comedy even. You know, is it a point where we know how to do the purifying ourselves in a cultivational level instead of looking to hurt or harm someone after this, what you call, we want justification. We want justice. Yet we know just ice is cold. So how much do we really put just ice when we already feel what it feels like outside? Now you're bearing that as your truth. And now you like walking around and saying, oh, it's cold outside. Why do we want to keep speaking these re-emulated, you know, past conversations when really you can see the future? You can see the present in the future. You a present. You a present, bro.
Yes. Yes. I'm with you. Yeah. Yes.
So if that's the case, you got to be present on a lot of levels. You got to be present even to how we're speaking to each other. You know, it can give you now more affirmation to your confirmation, your confidence and how you say on the fence. But you don't have to be defense. You are the fence. Now it's Finn with the S and the E of stuff. And that makes sense to us. A lot of our wordplay end up being poetic. So do poetry than ourselves. We don't have to actually go to a poetry contest or any of these things to be what we are already. We don't have to contest in ourselves. Yet, wouldn't it be a little bit more of a sparky thing to see how one sharpens another versus your weapon, as they call it, a choice, or let's just go into tool, gets dull? Now it is a choice. You pull it out, people gonna laugh at you. So you say, back in the day, I used to do drawings. I used to do my artwork, and they said, well, draw something for me. Then you draw it out, and you still recognize you still got imperfections because you kind of like stopped a lot about 10, 20 years back. So now you notice that if you had a just maybe stepped out just a little bit, kept on going with it just a little bit, maybe by now you'd be maybe even greater than where you're at now with that. That's what makes it a point where, you know, are we really looking for ourselves to have discipline even in ourselves? You can outdo yourself, couldn't you?
You said, what, repeat that one more time. You said you could outdo yourself. Is that what you said?
Yeah, you could outdo yourself, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could.
That's the greatest thing I ever did.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like, wow, you know.
Being back,
absolutely.
You know, step back, you're like, man, I'm proud of that work.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem
those
is.
Those powerful moments.
Right. And you start to feel what power feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only problem with that is people get on stage, they don't know how to get off the stage.
As I was talking to each other, I was thinking, but wait a minute, that's tricky because that can become imbalanced. I was thinking that I didn't say it, but yeah.
And you got Joe Biden speaking, hey, if it weren't for y'all not vaccinating, this world will be all right. Now I'm like, okay, when did he ever get off stage?
Yeah.
You've been wearing the mask the whole time, thinking it up, acting like he wasn't going to do something. Now he's going to do something. Now I'm like, oh, you've been fake the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got interviews with him, you know, about, you know, like the glitches, you know, as far as the robot is concerned, the glitches, you know, there are images and video images of that. You can't unsee that. You know, it's right in your face.
Right.
You can't ignore that. I mean, you can, but, you know, the evidence is there. So.
Yeah, you're going to see what Hollywood been doing. And because of that, we have to even tap into our own stuff, right? I just tapped into September 7th, 1985.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 84 is when Reagan was in there, the actor. The, you know, getting on stage, not knowing when to get off stage, and then as women start getting up there and saying the DARE program, and DARE this, and DARE that, and DARE, and I dare you.
Yeah.
I dare you to go over there and bring that cannabis over here. I dare you. We're going to stop you from Miami all the way up to New York. Yeah. At the same time, was it a bad thing? I don't know. It didn't seem like it. However, here comes a small wonder, just to be a side effect to us and say, we're going to put the robots in the future for y'all. Not to say y'all already know about it, but we're going to let y'all already know about it.
Small Wonder. That's a series. I'm adding it to my list now. Well, tell us about this Small Wonder series.
Well, you know, they kind of play with your mind and have you look at something that you would think, something you would really want around. You know, some scientists that comes up with this experiment to make a robot. You know, they're intelligent. They're so highly intelligent. Miraculously, it works in the embeddement of itself. They just don't go around telling everybody. So now this so-called robot is like the maid that we saw in the Jetsons. You know what I'm saying? They put these ways of throwing it in our face at the same time, give her, I mean, you could look at her. She's wearing red and white. What is, and then where's the black at? Like Dorothy with the shoes, without the shoes, Dorothy. You know what I mean? It'll give you but so much. It ain't give you but so much. And then you got the red right on top of the head, on the very top of the head. And she looks so stiff, so she's in the form of a robot. However, look at her socks. Her socks are white, you know, all the way up to the kneecaps. You know, it was like, this is that Annie aspect without calling her Annie. And then got the actual robot next to her so you can see what, like, lineages we're going to where it's going to be end up human. Already, before we even saw these human robots now, they got the synthetic, the sleeves, all that been, you know, they've been practicing this when, that was, this is 1985, they're showing us that. You could imagine if they were already on it. We just didn't realize, are they already on it? Because they're showing us this already, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, this whole wonder. Mm-hmm. Small wonder, she's like a superhero. She got strength. She can program herself if she needs to. They might have to reprogram her because it's on the back of her back. You know, the program is on their back. What's up with that? That sounds like some Matrix, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
But instead, the program is on her spine. Okay, something going on. White represents pure. And that red is nobility to the blood. So as a root chakra and a crown chakra, she's wearing the strength of the family. And she's basically going around saving the day in this basically sitcom. You might have his little fun play about it. Somebody might actually think that she's a robot and she come up some way of not being a robot looking or whatever. He has a way to where she acts like she's human. So you can see how the acting, even though they might be acting, they have you already there with your imagination. So that's what we get when we see a time warp. iRobot, you know. Even from the downsides of Legend to iRobot. You know what I'm saying? Because Legend still kind of gave you, this is some animal instinct, to now I'm going to make them more modified. iRobot, I think, like a better than an animal, I'm going to be robotic. So you get the android, and you get the robot. Same way they put in Star Wars. R2-D2, and 3PCO. I call it Two-Ball Kane. You might not see who the old man is. He might not be even in there. But he's somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He in there.
All right.
Might be Darth Vader. Might be, you know what I mean? He there. He always
mm-hmm.
there. You know, if you could see...
All right.
Where your mystics really are, the mystics are the ones who might show you a dark world. You might be mad at them for it. However, you had it coming. You asked to see yourself, and then you act like you're not ready for it. And this is what makes most of us, like, get frustrated at wanting to help the rest of us, because you find out you can't do that to everybody. Now, everybody's going to even say, thank you for helping me out. They might just be like, man, F that brother. I'm going to go ahead and do something else. Or it makes them kind of stardom, and now they out there being famous. Yet there was a way that they got there. They just don't come back and resource from what they got. You know what I mean? Like, if we really did pass the dollar around, would it really get around the room? Or would someone spend it so much when they get it that they don't pass it around? Now, that's the ending of that link. That's why you have to actually have more ownership versus just worship and sacrifice for your mystics that's there for you. Like even oracles, like as yourself, are giving us, like how the brother said, it's not a calendar. It's a colander. we're lending our energy on a constant. That's why we pass it around so much. That's what currency really is. If we get more in tune with that, like synergy energy, we can actually synergize that energy, like sitting, breathing, meditating. And if you don't know it yet, get around the collective so you can. Then you can go back to your individual self and then do that again. Because what the brother said, he said, I discovered myself, or I found myself, or myself came into the body now. And these are how we all kind of basically are. When we find it, we're like, oh, shoot. You mean I got some great skills that I ain't even actually open up yet? And that's you. You know it. This is what Jagmans do. Same thing. You'll find out. Shepherds and shamans, mystics. They all got different names for them. Gurus and, you know, Ebos or even Moors. You know, they're having names that gave of a nobility or chivalry to your highest principle that you would still do. And it didn't require somebody to give you cash for it. You'll just do it. Right? You don't have to be on a clock to do it. It won't have to be a job or work. This is like a duty that you do in 24-hour aspect. You wouldn't even know the person is up, like right now. What are we doing up, man?
Right.
I know why we up. It's like, well, we supposed to be up? I guess we're supposed to be up right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just as we aspect. Exactly. I'd be on the same path right about now. However, I'm like, shoot, I'm going to go for what the gusto would be like. You know what I mean? Like, shoot, if you even look at 1-2-2-1, and you're saying today is the 21st, well, if it is, then it's also 3. So I could work with that as well. It might not even be 21. It might be some other number that somebody else think of. These are what you're putting into your imagination. So if you know how to utilize it in your imagination, you're not getting hurt by it because it's your own image. If somebody hurts you, it's only because you let them hurt you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
it'll be so much you let them hurt you. Say it again.
No, what we allow. You know, what we allow.
Right.
I've been as the reflection, you know, for myself, you know, I'm like, okay, what have you allowed? We allow it, I mean, come on. You know, let's face it. So
right. And you have to face your demons.
Yeah.
You don't face your demons, you haven't been facing too much or anything, you know?
Uh-oh.
And you have to put it to a point where it's your demand, right, and your demon.
Mm-hmm.
What Ralph said, you're going to either have angel time or evil time or devil time. Angel time or devil time. Which side are you on?
You choose, though, you know? So.
And that's where it becomes a point. You're not on a side. You're on a side. You're a size of it. It just depends on what the size of your energy that shows that the most. Can you imagine most people look at your face and they say, wait a minute, what's wrong? You'd be like, nothing. I'm just, oh, wait a minute. Something wrong. I'm like, no, I'm good. Ain't nothing wrong with me. Well, why your voice just changed up? Wait a minute, what? Yeah, my voice did change up, didn't it? Yeah, you high pitched now. Oh, well, then something's wrong. Okay, wait a minute. Now you're reading too much.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know it yourself until you start to say, wait a minute, give me some time to learn me too, you know, because maybe I need to analyze a little bit. You know how somebody say you left your keys somewhere? Or did, like, you left something, and then you have to get time to respond, right? So you look around, hold on, maybe I did leave something, or I did leave my keys. Because they might say, did you leave your keys? You know what I mean? So now it's a response to echo on the call. Like, if you're a drummer, that's like saying, brr-ka-kak. Then the other one going to go, brr-ka-kak. And say, okay, you might not have the same tone on my drum like you have on yours. yet you're going to have something that's tuned towards it. And so you'll be able to actually re-emulate it if you hear what I'm saying. It's just like the same with someone telling you, you know, did you, you know, or asking you, did you lose your keys? You're like, okay, wait a minute, let me look around. And then you finally see that they probably got it in their hand, even though you didn't, your pride was too strong to even say, yeah. You just like, I'm going to look first before I even say it. Looking around first.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they right here. Oh, yeah, I did lose my keys, man. And then it'd be like, dang, I don't know if it was my pride that stopped me, but it's like basically you're facing your demon. You're facing it so much that you demand your thoughts to say, nah, I ain't leave my keys. I ain't even going to respond right now because I might have left my keys, but I ain't responding to them. I ain't letting them have power over me. And it's not really even power. That's why it's a position to power. People want positions for the power. Do you really get what I'm saying about that? It's like saying, you did something wrong, right? And it's not even wrong. That's how so simplified it could be. You did something that was out of the ordinary. And now they looked at you and they said, he did that wrong. I'm like, what? Just because I did it left and you did it the right, don't mean it's the right way. It just means it's the right. So just like you said, demon, angel, we still have choices, which gives us either we do left or right. And it's not saying that you have to do left or you have to just do right. You could do left and right. I mean, how you walk? You don't walk left, do you?
Mm-mm. You know, it's beautiful that you're saying this because just today, really all month, actually, for some reason, you know, as a reflection as far as the allowing part, but also just this week has what's been heavy and strong is, you know, the modality in which that was set for all of us, you know, the right and wrong, the good and bad, you know, and not understanding that it is the all energy. It's how you use it. And are you okay and comfortable, you know, even with the universal law of order, you know, cause and effect. You know what I'm saying? So it's understanding these things on a deeper level. But here's the thing, we cannot ignore it because now we like the old ways that we used to do it, it's not working for many of us anymore. But a lot of us do not want to let that go, Eternal.
We don't want to let go.
Let it go. Because why? Because
you
might be facing another
scenario. Including myself on levels. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've been over here getting my ass beat because it's me fighting me because I don't want to let go.
Bam. Oh, somebody punched me. Who was that? Oh.
There it is.
That was you. I punched me? No, that was impossible.
I punched
not
me.
Me.
It's me. There's no one to blame. When I was in that four-corner room, like war sings about that four-corner room, and it wasn't nobody but me to blame. Nobody to blame. You know.
Right. See, like I was doing a lot in the Herbal Market Wellness Center, and I was going to get to my youth. Brethren that was in there. So he's 21. He just turned 21, I think. He's not 21, I guess, in March. So he's young. And so there's a mentality that we all have, right? And when I say he's young, I don't mean he's young by physical. He's young in spirit. And this has always became a harm for us when we get older, right? Because we say, as we get older, we want some kind of seniority. We want some kind of, you know, rank. Well, at least some of them, they say, oh, some be like, girl, don't call me woman. Call me girl. Don't call me ma'am. You know, call me by my name or whatever they do to make, you know, themselves feel in that connection. And I'm not dissing them because they do that. I'm just giving you an analogy of the thought. It gets to a point where even for us, you know, we have a tendency to say, I want some kind of seniority when I get older, that I got to have something that makes me different from who I was and not be who I was, who I am now. And that makes it a point where the nobility makes it, you know, you're going to want to kick that in. You're not going to want to be doing, working as a janitor 30 years and you feeling like, dang, what am I supposed to like? I could have quit at 20, you know what I mean? And here come 31 years, you're going to still, you know what I mean? Even though you're good at it, I think you, like, actually went past to being good at it. You passed great at it, actually. Yeah. Like, but if you don't, like, kick it in the butt and say,
you're still the janitor. You're still the soup. You're not even soup. You're not even, you haven't even leveled up one, you know, probably one, not you, one pay raise or two. But you've been doing it for 30 years. It's kind of like in the same position.
Right. And I was saying, just like for him, like, you know, my brother, he's young. So he don't know those things because he's just getting into it. So even though I was side affecting him, I wanted to see where his mind was at. You know, because when we talk, we got to be mindful. One is being mindful. Two is...
Yeah.
Being mindful. Three is, did I say being mindful? Okay, all right. Anyway, so he was re-emulating, like, when we think of punishment, sometimes we say, okay, a child does not deserve to get hit, right? So now it's like, how do you take care of the child without not hitting them? All right, I ain't even go into that. I just went a whole nother route, right? Because this illustrates, like, how the man, he could be in there for 30 years doing that work and not get frustrated. How does he do that without getting frustrated? All right, so anyway, I said, so a character comes up to you, pop you in the face, boof, hit you in the face. You got hit. You got a good lick on you. What you going to do? All right, I'm going to give a scenario to you. What you going to do?
Repeat that last scenario. Run that last part by me again, one more time.
Well, I'm making the whole thing. As character came up,
yeah,
and he just popped you in the face, boop, right in the face, boop, got you hard in the face. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna be in shock, actually. I'm gonna be in shock.
Okay,
all right.
Okay.
You know, I'm gonna be in shock about it. You know, my first reaction probably is not to get back, but it's to be in shock.
Okay. Okay. Well, even shock can help, you know, because sometimes we don't know what is the next move. And that's what I was kind of like wanting him to actually go through before he started to come up with a move. And he did. He just came up with a move. It's just like chess. When somebody moved a pawn and they're like, oh, I'm coming out to kill you. Oh, I see where you're going. Man, like,
yeah.
All right, no, I'm going to have to set you up real quick. Get your queen out the way. Oh, yeah, you pretty much gone now. I'm going to just eat you up from this point on. So it's like asking the brother, I was like, so the brother hit you, you know, what are you doing? He was like, oh, I hit him once for hitting me. He already, like, already thinking of the discipline. I hit him once for hitting me, and I hit him twice. He said, I at least hit him at least two times. I was like, two times? He's like, yeah. I was like, okay.
Okay.
Now I got to throw some scenarios at you. I said, what if you didn't get him like you wanted to the first time? Would you still want to hit him hard on the second one? And then I said, okay, let's say you did hit him on the first one, right? And you get ready to go for the second one and somebody stopped you. Do you still want to get that second one in? And then he said, he'll think about it. And then I said, why you hit me? So just go in at that point. I said, oh, now you want to talk. And then I said, okay. I said, how about this, though? Another scenario. Same scenario, though. He hit you, and before you can swing, he got three other brothers waiting for you to do something. What you going to do? You still going to get the two hits in? You going to go down for the team? You know, he said, as long as I got my two hits in, I said, look at this mess. I said, now, all right, let's just say you did hit him, got the two hits in, and they hit your ribs, they bust your eye up, arm broke. You know what I'm saying? Like, you down. You think it was all right? It was worth getting them two hits in? Like, nah, I don't think that. I said, yeah, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't, nah. it's all going to be a dependency of what's going on when it happens. Is the environment that caused this? Is he a part of the environment? Because if he's a part of the environment, you got a whole environment that can help him and not you. So now it is about the Snow White being Snow White. Snow White is S with now white energy. How do you use your seven chakra ability before it becomes nine? How do you get into a 90-degree angle and not just use your right angle, but also your left so you can see what 180 does to a 360? And once you see a 360, look all around when in doubt, and then get your tail out. You might not belong there. You might be in a whole scene, S-C-E-N-E, versus the S-E-E-N scene. Scene. Mm-hmm. You're making that say scene. So scene mean, you know what I'm saying? So this is, you know what I mean? We all got different languages we came from. And when you're more in the essence of your peoples, you'll figure it out. You ain't going to just be like, oh, I'm going to walk around here and get caught up in a trap and there's a web and I don't know nothing about it and somebody else don't know nothing about it. So we all just going to be like sheep. Oh, yeah, we need this actual stable and a fence that go through. We don't need a fence at all. We just need this little gateway to go through. And you can take away the fence gate all together. We're still all going to merge to go through this one little, because it's the gateway. Okay, that sounds like a drink to me. I'm just saying. The lion's gate has been for us for the longest, and we've been lying about the gate for the longest as well. So if we can learn how to be actually, you know, more in tune with that, more knowing how to sit down, kneel when you got to. You ain't got to fight on every moment. I figured if the brother would known, he might have said, it depends. I probably had to walk him out, wait him out, see where he at, get him in a location where, you know, because he might have stole me. I might not even see it coming. So now I probably got to get him on a cold dish where he don't see it coming either. I'm just saying, I'm not that type of person. I just threw that out there, scenarios. These are all just scenarios. You don't need anything. And nothing's going to happen to these people if they don't say anything. Then, you know, after I just did, because it ended up being like, oh, since you didn't pay attention to it, this is where a leg will kick in. You're like, oh, you got tested, and now you did it. You end up hitting that person twice. You're like, oh, I done hit that person with my bishop. You hit a person once. Do you think you could give them the same impact they gave you?
Well, we're eternal. What does that repeat that?
If you hit a person once, do you think you could hit that person in the same way they hit, the same amount that you they hit you?
Absolutely not.
Can't?
I don't feel. I feel no, not the same way.
I guess you could say it could be more of. Again, I'm gonna still go with that. Depends. That's the same answer. Mm-hmm. That's the same answer. Right? Depends. Depends on, are you a martial artist or maybe not? Are you a person that box? Maybe not. You a person that just averagely walk around and the person punch you and you're like, oh, shoot, I can't even punch back on this person. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, there is possibilities on a lot of levels. Like, the ocean got waves, but yet all these waves be hitting the beach in and then goes back out again. And how did they not run into it? They got to run into it. So it got to be a moment where you might be like the Hulk for a second and be like, pow, punch you back. And now I punch you, I don't know, might be the equal amount. As a moment, while we're there, I had a young brother, young martial arts type candidate, had a black belt. And, of course, this is in school, so this was a while back. He ended up walking beside me, and I was just by mistake ended up hitting him by mistake, and I had these beads in my hand, and when I pulled these beads apart, that's how I ended up hitting him. Yet it's just like the me who hit me, you know what I mean? Me is a mental thing. Yet I felt like his integrity of me hitting him in front of everybody in the classroom, he felt, you know, mad and wanted to do something about it. So I was like, oh, shoot, I apologize. And notice I said, I apologize to the brother. His brother punched me in the face. I was like, yeah, dang.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, like, oh, shoot, wait a minute. This brother just punched me in the face. And now my body's like, wait a minute. Did you just let that happen? You know what I mean? Like, you just let your guard down and let that fist come right to your face and you still didn't. You know what I mean? You just didn't do no reaction. Here comes another one. Pow, hit me in the face again. I was like, wait a minute now. He done punched you not only once. Here's the second punch in the face. Like, he done wanted to already start a fight over some beat. I was shot like you, bro.
Yeah.
I was shot like you. I was shot. Man, this young, this tall brother, light-skinned brother, he got, you know, I saw him at the kick before I even, it's like, what, my second day probably at school? No, it's actually my first day. My first day of embarrassment outside. I tried to do the kickball. It was like how it is today right now. It's kind of a little damp on the ground. I ended up running, and I had them church shoes on. So I'm running to do a kickball on concrete. What was I thinking? I kicked that ball. That ball didn't do it like the brother did because he kicked it. He made a home run. I said, oh, man, I want to be like that brother. Same brother I was just looking up to. You know what I'm saying? So when I kicked it, it didn't go the way I thought it was going to go. And I was like, dang.
Yeah.
So now I got to run quick. I got to get to first base just as quick as I can because I'm going to be out if I don't. Now, when you come down to football, you ain't really supposed to be sliding on the first base. So needless to say, this is on pavement. So I slid and I hurt myself, and then I was also out. So that was my first embarrassment and embracing that energy. I was like, okay. So then running back again when I go back to where I was at. This brother done hit me in the face twice. I'm like, dang, I was like admiring this brother. You know what I'm saying? Now he over here punched me in the face like twice. Now I'm going to let the third punch hit me? And he was getting ready to hit me again, bro. Do you know this fool had an audacity to want to hit me a third? He done got two hits off him. So anyway, he comes off with the fist. And see, lo and behold, he didn't know I was left-handed. So I did a left-hand punch right into the solar plexus. Now, mind you, I was like a little angry. Because he done hit me like twice already. And I was like, yo, like, what's the deal? Why you even do that? Like, I don't be bothering nobody. You know, I said, I apologize. You know, you still hit me.
Yeah.
I gave you the one.
Yeah.
Then you hit me two, and you going for three. So, anyway, I hit him in the solar plexus. He falls back, knocks into a bunch of desks, and just, like, almost even was about to pass out almost. And everybody's like, ooh. And I'm like, okay, I might go to jail. What did I just do? He's like, oh, go to the office. And I'm like, man. I was like, well, you started it, right? And she's like, no, it's all you. You hit him with a little thing. I said, well, I apologize. It looks like it was by mistake. And, you know, being the teacher, who she is, not being our complexion, that's why things usually end up being like we look like a bad guy and have a report on ourselves, especially when we're not from that area. You know, that makes it a point where you see that most people do get frustrated at who you are. And really how to justify yourself. If only we could justify ourselves, those moments that make you feel like it's a time. This is why we have to actually sit back, regroup yourself, find where is the point of where it hurts, look at that hurt, and heal from it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not able to go into the hurt and heal from it, go to the place or the area where you felt that hurt. Heal that area. And if that's too much, find someone who knows how that feels to change and become that difference and become not only a H-U-R-T, but a H-E-R-T-Z. The hurts, the frequency that, you know, some of us actually take, play the instrument. Sit with them for a minute, you know. Even if you say, okay, I'm not good at playing an instrument. Let's say, no, this is okay. playing an instrument. You got a heart inside of yourself. It's an instrument. It's been playing ever since you woke up, got down, laid back up, get down. Yeah, it's playing all the time. So you are an instrument. It's just now how you got to fully awaken to you being that sound in mind. Like, I just watched this Bad Sport. Now, I'm talking about a Tomahawk from Virginia. I said, look at this mess. He done got all types of cannabis from one side of Miami and started doing sports racing. And then got top-of-the-line type Porsche cars. Like, yo, I'm like, what? And he going 200 and some change, you know what I mean, on the speedometer. I'm like, this is amazing. This character actually used that cash flow to do that kind of crap. I was like, dang. He just exposed himself. Everybody just like, oh, this well, one person squealed on him. So that one person that squealed on him knocked down the whole domino effect. And I was like, yo, this is deep. Yeah, at the same time, after he went to jail, all this stuff, and I found out Obama basically let him out. I was like, God dang, this goes all the way around in our face. Like, how many brothers you know got locked up and still in there for cannabis? God dang it, how that work? I was like, presidential pardon. Get the freak out of here. What, he must have squealed on somebody? I ain't hear him talk about squealing on nobody. Okay, I don't see how this is working. But there's so many movies where I see that this was the same thing as what they called it, Blue Thunder or Blue Lightning, something. They were in that. And then I think either one was Blue Lightning, and that was the Patrol, the Narc Patrol. 1983, check that out. And then there's the Blue Thunder, I think that's what they called themselves. And so you see Lightning and Thunder or whatever, it said, let's shake and bake them. This I remember they were showing. It's always this certain type of movie scheme. They'll play something in that re-emulation to tell us that that story has already been said to us. It just so happens now catching up to it. You know what I mean? Like I said, that happened in 1983, 1984. You got Reagan trying. He wanted to just, you know, in a way with a lot of that moving, you know, cannabis back and forth. And he was one of the major people that started that that attack on that being the point of why a lot of us end up switching up, doing other, you know, things that we call gateway, because that's what we were just talking about. And you find out people like that, when they were finding the good goods or whatever that was, they didn't run into the mystic. They went ran into the synthetic energy. They were talking about they were doing all types of, you know, synthetic stuff because they had a chance to be as big as you want to be in anywhere as a giant, and now you can get whatever you want to get. Now, however, would have been making sense if you just, you know, did the ayahuasca or mushrooms or something? Like, they didn't touch none of that whole entire time. I'm like, man, they don't know what they were doing when they were there. They could have really did some healing. Then it took him all the way to go to jail. Being there for 27 years, Obama let him out, and in the midst of it, he's working out stuff he's supposed to be doing while he's out here. And then near the end, he's out there doing yoga pose before he ended up out of the jail. I said, look at this mess. So it wasn't like he was in jail at all. He just was. Yeah. And what he did at the end, though, bro, that's why I was coming full circle to it. Guess what he was doing as a talent?
What's that?
Art.
What's that?
Painting.
Art. Painting. Okay.
Getting top-notch painters or artists that love the painting, they're coming to him and buying his paintings. So now all of that through the cannabis, they didn't stop him. He just had to come another way about it. Our culture is like that. Yeah. That's what our culture. We don't have to buy into it. We are it already. Just become. Just be you. Become more of you.
Yeah.
Don't just stay there. Become the more of you. Because it's in there. It's inside. You got to pull it out. You got to get on stage. You got to show how you unify the people. You got to show how that you can heal people. Not just be a hater, a healer. Not just be a gun shooter, gun toter, a gun boy, a rude boy, a shot him up, a belly. Don't be all of that. You see what happened to DMX. That's why our younger youth of today are got their pants down because they saw our rappers of what that was, that it still isn't. As we don't need to be that. Know yourself. You'll find it. You are your truth. Be your guidance. not just be a dog. Know the dog as a guy backwards.
Ashe. All right, you guys, that's it for tonight, guys. Thank you so much. We definitely appreciate you guys for joining us, you know, on this pop-up particular broadcast, guys. You know, the cleansing, you know, how are you cleansing yourself, you know what I'm saying? Right now, you know, while I was on the particular broadcast, guys, I'm cleaning my house with vinegar, okay? I'm cleaning my house with vinegar, you guys. So, and I, you know, wash my ancestral altar, you know. So, but however you are, you know, this reset, this cleanse, you know, how are you resetting your own self for your new cycle that is to come? You know, so 12/21/21, what does it mean for you? You know what I'm saying? So definitely something to think about. Brother Wisdom, in this particular clip, is going to give you guys, you know, on what we need to do, you know, when it comes to this system. Remember again, guys, that the system, you know, the matrix is not a part of the system, basically, is what Brother Wisdom was trying to teach us. You know, it's two different things. Algorithms, you know, what algorithm are you in tune with? What algorithm are you paying attention to? Or giving your intention to, what's the outcome of it? You know, it is truly time to face our inner abyss, you know what I'm saying? And there is going to be no way, there's going to be no way to run. So I'm stalling because I'm trying to find this clip. Bam, there it is, 23, algorithm. All right, guys, love you guys. Until next time, join us. Please be sure that you're always joining us every weekend. We're doing a Christmas broadcast Saturday. It's going to be, you know, the origins of Christmas. Is this our last Christmas? You know, we're kind of going to get into some of the roots of Christmas. So, and what else? Oh, we missed the broadcast last Sunday. I needed time to prepare, truly, for that. But it's going to be a podcast dedicated. I'm going to dedicate that podcast to my mother, you know. And it is your bloodline your prison? And I'm going to talk about, you know, frequency, you know, these frequency prisons that we put ourselves in. Although it's not a bad thing, you know, why do we put ourselves in these frequency prisons? I feel it's to learn deeper lessons that we miss. That we miss because we are so resistant on a soul level that we do not sit down with ourselves long enough to truly see why are we here. All right, guys.
Brothers and sisters, this bless your energy. This is Brother Wisdom. What's going on, guys? I went on the YouTube community posting and posted about Bebe Kids. And myself and a brother at the workplace, you know, had a really, really big discussion. And, you know, I was telling, you know, we were talking about Bebe Kids and how the movie was so significant. But because at the time we were looking so much at the entertainment in it and laughing that we could not see the message that was being put out. Now you see Bebe left her children. You know, this is done by Brother Robin Harris, you know, Mother Nature rest his soul, you know, they did the brother wrong, just like a lot of our people. But, you know, Bebe sent $20, all right, to have the three of them go to this amusement park, all right, with Robin and his girlfriend and her son. Now, you know, everything is numerical value, 20. They gave $20, 2, which is a symbol of angelic energy, 3 is the symbol of Trinity, but it was 4 children in all, so 4, which represents perfection, and the youngest was the smartest, who was the baby. But In this thing here with Bebe Kids, it was showing us that you had this Robert Harris' girlfriend, I forget the girlfriend name, or the friend girl, whoever she was, her son was representation of our brothers and sisters who were caught up in the system. You know, oh, you got to do this, you got to pay your taxes, you got to do that, you know, you got to do it the way the law says. Oh, the police get behind you, you got to do this, you know, if they take you to court, you got to do this, you got to pay this, this is what they were. Bebe Kids represented those who were free-hearted, who didn't give a damn about nothing. And they were trying to tell him, you know, because they were picking on him. He was like, you know, you gonna do such, you gonna do this and do that. You know, they were picking on him because he was so closed-minded. How many brothers and sisters you know out there are actually closed-minded? You know, how many brothers and sisters you know who are actually sitting up waiting for the system instead of being a free heart and a free mind, focusing on how to free myself? Very few that you know, that you can count on your hand. But it's a whole lot more who caught up in the system. So Bebe Kids was the children and who were like, we're going to have a free heart, we're going to have a free mind. And their energy was so great that the orc beings, or the so-called white people in this movie, were scared of them. And they feared their energy. And they finally woke the young brother up. And he finally realized that he didn't have to be a part of the system. He didn't have to link into the system. He finally realized that I can be free. I don't have to go to school. I don't have to wear a suit. I can wear my locks. I can do what I want to do. I can build what I want to build. So, in the essence of the movie, the energy got so high, and they started doing whatever they wanted to do, and they started fucking that amusement park up, and that amusement park was the representation of this whole governmental structure, because it's just an amusement park. That's all it is. It's not real. It's just an amusement park. It's a game. It's all a fantasy. It's all it is. So they ended up exerting so much energy that even this white police officer began running from them. These were children. They were nothing but children, but the children represented the energy, the power, showing us how much power that we actually have when we have a free mind and a free heart. And they literally brought that amusement park, that colossal, huge amusement park, down to the ground. And this is where we are going. We are going in this route. Okay, we're moving in this route because now we're saying, you know, we got to have a free mind. We got a free heart. My people say we're tired of this shit. You know, so saw a brother at the gas station. He's like, you know, my day has just started, but I don't want to start it. I could be doing something else. And the thing about it is we could be building. We can be creating. I was watching a video of how to build pyramids from bricks. And I'm like, we can do this. We can start building pyramids from bricks, and we can build huge pyramids from bricks, and we can put crystals and all kind of other things into them. We can really, really do this. Because we got to have a free heart and a free mind. We have been through too much pain and suffering. We have gone through 500 years of genocide. These beings doing whatever they want to do to us on our planet. They telling us what we can do, what we can't do, when we can move, when we can walk, how we can talk, They're telling us and they're on our planet. They own our land. We have to be baby kids. We got to be free. And say, you know what? I don't care. I don't care nothing about you. I don't care nothing about your system. Let's turn this car upside down. Let's chase this police officer down and beat the fuck out of his ass. Show him how much power he got. They don't have no power. See, what they've caused upon us is a mental contusion. When you say a contusion is a bruise. So they mentally bruised us and caused us to fall from something that was so powerful. And they want us to live under the likes of them. They want us to continuously take the mess from them spraying the skies and creating winter time, and we going running out buying coats and shoes and boots, and you know, they want us to continually be victims to their system. They don't want us to wake up. They don't want us to see the reality that we're supposed to be a free mind and a free heart. That's what made us so powerful. It's because we had a free mind and a free heart. So they had to force upon us something that was not real. I just had a deja vu occurrence. So I was saw myself talking, doing the same speech, but I couldn't remember where I saw it at, but I saw myself. I had to be in the astral room or something. But they want to control our entire livelihood, and we can't let them do it. We can't. We have to become the children. And you see, that's why I like baby kids, because they were just free. They were just free. And like we said, these orc beings, they fear. Their greatest fear of us is a free heart. Their greatest fear is an unlearned heart. And when we talk about unlearned heart, we're talking about those who are not learned in that system. And the baby kids, they were unlearned in the system. They didn't care about the police. They didn't care about nothing. You had this police officer with a gun on his hip and a badge, and he's running from these four children who were literally wreaking havoc in their little la-la land that they created. They tore that thing down. They brought that amusement park to the ground. And this is where we must be. So we got war. We've got a reason to war. And we are letting them know that, hey, you can't turn us against ourselves anymore. There's many of our people who have worked against their own. We're starting to see that many of them are turning around. Brother Jerome, I got your message too, brother. Hey, my apologies too. All right, my apologies too. We're going to come together one day, two of us and the rest of the brothers and sisters. Because we got a lot of work to do. First, we got to prepare our hearts for this inevitable war so that we can go ahead and take back what belongs to us. But yeah, this is what they fear. They fear a free heart. They fear a soul that knows who he or she is. All these lessons that we have learned, dark energy, worshiping yourself, the light energy, the radiation, the magnetism, the powers that's within us, the ability to control the forces. I mean, all this stuff that we've learned, we must apply it every day. And we must apply it and put it to the test and see that once I link it to myself and there's no more fear, because that's what the baby kids didn't have. They didn't have fear. There was no fear in their hearts. They didn't care. And this is where we gotta be. I don't care about your system. I don't care about your money. Just like I said, I like the Joker. Why the Joker? He went and broke into the bank, and he took all those millions of dollars. He didn't want the millions of dollars for himself. He burnt the shit. He burnt it because he says, I don't need it. He says, you guys are crazy. You are crazy. And this whole system is crazy. They're idiots. And a lot of our people, you know, like we said before, they're following after the system, and they keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for different results. But what did the baby kids do? They didn't do the same thing. They were doing different things. Every time you turn around, they was doing something. They was tearing something up, and it's like, I don't care. It's not mine. This is how we need to be. It's not my system. Why the fuck should I care? Why the fuck should I care? Why should I care if that building burns down? Oh, let me put it on fire for them. Why should I care? So many of our people are stuck in that mindset that, oh, you know, you gotta care for this right here because, you know, we need the money for this and that. We don't need a goddamn thing for these motherfuckers. We don't need no reparations. I saw something about some reparations or whatever. And I'm like, me and the brother was talking. I said, there is no amount of money that these beings can give us to repair, because reparations is repair rations. That's all reparations is repair rations. So you giving us rations of money to repair something. There is no money on the planet that you can give us to repair the damage that you guys did to our people, wiping out entire generations. When we say entire generations, we mean there are generations right now that were on the realm, or that were here on our realm, within our realm, that are no longer here. The entire bloodline has been destroyed. Whole generations gone. Mother, father, sister, brother, grandmother, grandfather, uncle, aunt, cousin. Whole generations are gone. There is no amount of money that you could possibly give, that you orc beings could possibly give, to replace the bloodlines that were completely wiped off the planet. There's no money. There's no money to give to replace all the trees that you destroyed, all the rivers and the lakes that you destroyed, all the fruit that you destroyed. And the thing about it is, even our ancient fruit, they have our ancient fruit, the seeds of our ancient fruit, boxed away somewhere at some seed distribution, or some seed holding place, where they have all of our seeds. And I think it was like three different areas, and one or two of them got flooded out. And I think they have one left. Well, they have all of our seeds. So there's no amount of money that you can possibly pay us to replace all the gold on our land that you've stolen, the diamonds, the precious gems that we use for technology. We didn't use them to hoard them. That was just a meteor strike that happened in Brazil a few days ago, and some pretty large-sized meteors, like a few hundred of them, landed. And you guys can look it up and follow it up on yourself. But several hundred of them landed. And this orc government hears about it, and the Brazilians allowed this. And they ran down there and they put a price on the meteors. This is what they do. This is how low they are. They go and put a price on the meteors. You got something that came from the cosmos for the original people. The shit belongs to us.
Whatever comes from the cosmos on this planet belongs to us. This is why we got to get ready and be the fucking baby kids and fuck this shit up and take back what belongs to us and not give a damn about nothing. They put a price. They said, oh, this is worth $26,000. So if you got $26,000, you can have this one big stone. I mean, these are nice size medias that I saw on the thing I was reading. You look it up. The media strike that happened in Brazil. And these org bands put a price on it. $26,000 per meteor. Because this is what they do. They know nothing else but to put prices on things. And our people have got this notion that, well, you got a price on it. We can do it. No. We got to be the baby kids. And the baby kids knows who the enemies are. The baby kids know these orc things are the enemies. Some of our people today don't know the enemies. They have their time about, oh, you can vote for Trump. You can vote for Biden. You can vote for Harris. Guess what? Trump, Biden, and Harris, they're all pedophiles. Huh? They're all pedophiles. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Michael Jordan, they're all pedophiles. Oprah, Ellen. All of them, they're all pedophiles. So think about it as we have an enemy among us and we have to be the baby kids and we just have to not give a fucking damn and have a free heart and a free mind and just fuck they shit up and fuck them up also because they got an answer. Their entire species has got an answer for what their forefathers did. And their forefathers did a great disservice to us. A great, great disservice. And we've got to bring the vengeance. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Who's the Lord? We are the lords. We are the landlords. We own this planet. We so-called black people are the owners of this planet. And very soon, we're going to have to show our true ownership. Because we're going to have to become the baby kids. And we're going to destroy everything that they created and bring this whole goddamn amusement park that they created to the fucking ground. Don't give a damn about the teddy bears and the little whatever else, you know, that and the teddy bears and all that represents the money and the cars and the job positions and all that. Don't give a fuck about none of this shit. Just tear the motherfucking shit to pieces. That's what we got to do. We got to become the baby kids and say, you know what? It's over. It's over. Anybody who wants to depart and say, I don't want to do that. You hold your hands up. You say, you trying to, it ain't time to go yet. What, you trying to leave us? Uh-uh. You joining in with us because you're a part of this. Yeah, we got to become the baby kids and not give a fuck at all. All right, guys. Just a little motivation because we're getting ready for war. You can, and these orc beings can feel this shit in the air. They can feel it in the air. You feel it in the atmosphere. It's all over. The tension is high because we're ready to get rid of them. No more negotiations, no mercy, no nothing. And we're going in, and we're going in head first. And like one the brother was saying, he said, you know what, how are we going to get the heads of them? I said, how do you think you get the heads? When you start cutting the tails off, that head going to turn around. You cut the tail of the snake off, that head going to turn around. That's when you get the head, because now he's weak, because he don't have anyone to fight for them. Their tail is their regular people, the police, the FBI, all that shit. Fuck them motherfuckers up. Show the true power of who we are. We're nature's children. And all those who are confined in the system, we wake their ass up to and let them know. Slap the fuck out of them. Let them know, hey, wake your ass up, motherfucker. Wake up. Wake up. You've been asleep too long. Let's go to war. Because we've been through too much. All right, guys. Pass this message on to you. Let's become the baby kids. Let's not give a fuck. That's on 100. All right. Peace to you all. Oh, I'm sorry.